Okay, we left off yesterday. It's Machlokes Rashi and the other Rishayim regarding the dismiss of the Shiv Meira, what kinyan actually took place that the Shiv Meira was makna the get with the chotzer. Rashi learned that it was a kinyan agav, that by being kind of the chotzer, I got the chotzer, she was kind of the get. And all the other Rishayim that we saw all learned that it was kinyan chotzer. It wasn't kinyan agav. Pasha, it was kinyan chotzer, it became her chotzer. And her yais, the get, was in her chotzer, so she was kind of the get. And that's a sugya, that you could be kind of with kinyan chotzer. That's also a good kinyan. Our understanding of the other Rishayim, the Kasha and Rashi, is that it's not just a machlokes about pshat in the story. The other Rishayim hold that kinyan agav doesn't work. Ashar kinyanim in general don't work. Other kinyanim don't work by a get. The Torah says v'nasan biyada and v'mar b'chatzera. And those are the only kinyanim that a man could give to a get with a woman, to a woman. If she's going to be kind of a kinyan sudr, it won't work. If she's going to give kesef and want to do, if the old kesef is kind of a metalim, she'll give kesef to be kind of the get. It's not going to work. Shar kinyanim do not work according to all the other rishayim. But she'enkein l'shitas Rashi. Rashi's open. You could look at all the other kinyanim. Each kinyan you'll have to judge if it makes sense. But if a kinyan makes sense, other kinyanim could work by get. And this is the way we understood yesterday, Rabbi Kinegar that I mentioned to you, holds that only kinyan yad or chotzer is good, to the exclusion of everything else. And therefore, Rabbi Kinegar had a schumra that the whole get has to be folded in the palm or palms of the woman, and it can't protrude on the sides, because that would be a chsar and it's not yad, then it would be kinyan hakbar. The Teres Gittin holds that Hagbah is also good. That Hagbah is also v'nasan b'yad. That's also a type of kinyan which works like all the Rishayim. And therefore the Teres Gittin said that even if the get is sticking out from the sides of the hand, it doesn't matter. That's also a kinyan in her hand. And the Mela, it also works. This is what? Kinyan Agav doesn't work. This is Rabbi Shaydim say the Ferish in the Sugi, it doesn't work. Because it's not a Kinyan which comes into the hand. There has to be a Kinyan which comes into the person's hand. The Teres Gittin has a Raya from a Ramah. The Ramah in Simon Kuf Lamites says that when the woman is the kabel the get, her hands should be at least 3 tefachim off the table. Should be lifted at least 3 tefachim off. If she's standing in front of a table, has to be at least 3 tefachim off the table. Why? Why do you need the hands should be lifted 3 tefachim off the table? So Teres Gittin learns pshat that kinyan hakbar. And the Teres Gittin holds this way elsewhere also, that kinyan hakbar, you don't have to lift the 3 tefachim. If you're holding it up, 3 tefachim off the ground, it's also good. It's also hakbar. So the Ramah says our hands have to be 3 tefachim off the ground. Why? Because just in case part of the get is sticking out, it's not in our hand. So the part of the get that's in our hand, she's kind of kinyan yad, push. The part that's sticking out, kinyan yad doesn't work, because we said many times, yad is only what's laying in the palm of your hand, or in the fingers of your hand. Whatever's sticking out, you're not kinyan. So that, you have to be kinyan with hagbah. So since sometimes the get is going to be sticking out the sides of the hand, so therefore we have to be careful, our hands should be at least 3 tefachim off the ground, for that reason. So Teres Gittin explains the Ramah. He says, according to Kiva Eger, it's a pella. Why do you need 3 tefachim off the ground? According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the whole get is in the hand. So why do you need that the hand should be 3 tefachim off the table? Even if it's right above the table, even the hands are sitting on the table, it shouldn't matter. Kinyan yad? Kinyan yad works. You don't need any height for kinyan yad. So why should we need that? It should be three tefachim off the ground. So the Torah's Gittin brings this as a raya to his shita that Hagbah is good. I suspect the reason he says it is because, remember, we want it should be the Maisa Habal, not the Maisa Isha that makes the get. So therefore, we want that as soon as the Baal lets go the get, it should be a Kenyan. So Kenyan Akbar doesn't require lifting. Kenyan Akbar, in this way, where our hands are, as soon as the Baal lets go, it's the Maisa Habal that's piled against. The Hamakna holds, and the Kibbeka agrees with this, that for Hakbar, I want to say Hamakna, the Torah Kitten holds, and the Kibbeka agrees with this, and the Ktsais agrees with it, that for Kinyan you don't have to lift it. It's enough if you're holding it in your hand three tefachim off the ground. When you go to Beit Suba and they give the handkerchief or the pen to the chas to say lift it, according to most paiskim, it's unnecessary. As long as you're holding something three tefachim off the ground, that's hagbar already. So they tell you lift it. They want to be yaitza the sefer hamakna in kedushin disagrees with this finish, but. The Sivis is taking off a pashtus. The Skin is taking off a pashtus. If your three tefachim off the ground, that is hakbar. Because you pull away your hand, it's going to fall. So holding your three tefachim off the ground, that's a kinyan hakbar. That luchayr is a strong raya. It's hard to see how Rabbi Kiveiga could answer this nekuda. So I have to give some other reason why it should be tefachim off the ground. Off the table. What? Well, that's why there's a shear of three tefachim five bars. But Kinyan Yad works no matter what. Hold it up. But Kivego holds that bar is no good. Kivego holds it has to be a Kinyan Yad Mamish. Where is in the Sina? Well, either way, by Hakbar also, remember Hakbar, his hands are 3 feet off the ground. So when the Baal puts it into her hands, she is now holding the get up. By holding the get up, she has a king. It's a full Sina. There's no Sarin that part of it is in her hand and part of it is out of her hand. Why should that matter? First of all, what happens if she's doing hagbar on the part that's in her hand also? She's doing hagbar on the part that's in her hand. She's just doing two kinyanim. Besides, I don't know the chesaron that something is half one kinyan, half another instead of chesaron. Why should it be? There's a second raya to the Torah's Gittin. It says back in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, I think we talked about this when we had the sugi of a get shiachal as dais. It says in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, Sif Tes, that the ink on the get has to be dry, shasta nesina. If the ink on the get is still wet at the time of the nesina, then that's not kosher. Why? Because the get itself is yachal is dayus, so we'll take a sponge and wipe off the ink and change it and write a different letter. It's yachal is dayus, so therefore the get should be dry b'shas to the sinus I get to the isha. So pencil point is certainly no good. Anything that's yachal is dayus is no good. That was the sugya that we had. Now.
That's not a
ksiva.
If it's not dry, that's not
a ksiva. Alright, so you can learn first it's not a ksiva. It's not a get to me now the reason. The raya is, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, you have to fold up the get in order to get it into her hand. You have to fold up the get in order to. How are you going to take a whole get and fit it into a woman's hand? She has to be a giant to hold the hand. What? But the point is, you could roll it, but if it's wet, how are you going to roll it? That's the route that they're bringing. What? So you're saying you could have edges. You're right. You write a small one like a mezuzah. Right. I think of a more passionate terrace. Could be the whole get is dry, And one letter that's ma'akiv is still wet. And so all get is dry, and only they wrote a typist I get in the morning, and now they're stuck in the name. So there you could roll up the whole get and just leave the one part that was there to lay. That's the second raya, that I'm not a shtaka raya. But the first raya, though, seems like a shtaka raya. I think that, what? Not without saying so. You could also chum Rabba Alma. But given there are so many things we do also chum Rabba Alma, it could be all sentences. On Kapanim, these are the two shittas. The Torah's Gittin, at the end of his words, is Maida to Rabbi Kiva Ege in one case. Because remember, Rabbi Kiva Ege also had a raya, the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Kiva Ege started with the Yerushalmi. What was Yerushalmi? That was the case of a get that was written on a Guf HaBeheva, and the Baal took the Mesira, took the reins, and he did a Mesira to the woman. And Yerushalmi said, is it good? Because it's a good kinyan. Or is it no good? Because it's missing him and us on the other. So the Yerushalmi seems to say, is there a Bekiveg on this thing, is Yerushalmi? Now what's the chsarin? You did a Mesira. What's wrong? She's holding one end of this long thing, which is all part of the behemoth, which is all... The whole thing has to be held in your hand. That was Rabbi Kiva Ege's right. So Teres Gittin makes a chilek. He says, when the woman accepts the get berotzen, when she's willingly accepting the get, that's what we're talking about till now. Kinyan Hagbah works, and Kinyan Yad, and Kinyan Chaz. By a get baal karcha, if a get is given to a woman against her will, a get bal karcha, hagbah doesn't work bal karcha. Hagbah means das kainah. The only place that a kinyan bal karcha works, except the Teres Gittin, is kinyan chatzar, is when it's kainah the chatzar. Now, normally, a kinyan bal karcha does not work by chatzar. Indeed, in moment, it doesn't work. But the whole chiddush of a get bal karcha working is only ha chatzar or ha yad. And there, the Teres Gittin is maita to Rabbi Kiva Eger. That you need it all in the hand. When you're getting a get against her will, you're physically forcing her to take it, you have to stuff the whole get into her hand. Not always an easy thing to do. And Shlomo Ege, I think, has a tshuva. They tried to force the woman to take the get, so she wouldn't take it. So what they do, they stuffed it between her neck and her blouse, down the back of her. So the tshuva of Kiva Ege, that's good. It's telling the Gemara and Rav Shlomo Ege. That's totally in the Gemara here in Ayin Chesam and Aleph. But this Nakuda, that it has to all be Biyada. Alright, is Biyada good or is her back good? So we'll get to that. But this, the Teres Gittin, is Maida to Rabbi Kiva Ege. He's Maida that Hagbah doesn't help Hakocha. Hagbah, I'm asking, it has to be in her hand. But outside of that, a normal case with a woman, she may not be happy about it. But at the time she takes the get, she's taking it willingly. There Hagbah works. This is the Machlaikis. This is, again, all the Hezber of Shitas Raiva Rishayim, that Shar Kinyanim do not work. And this is all Kiva Ege and Teres Gittin arguing about. What about Kinyan Hagbah? Okay. Now to explain Shitas Rashi, which is what we left for today. Rashi holds Kinyan Agav. So there are a number of kashas on Rashi, but Be'ikr, the kasha that all the Rishayim ask on Rashi, is that Kinyan Agav, the Gemara says, works even Sai Tziburim, Sai Einam Tziburim. Which means Kinyan Agav works. If I sell you karka, I could sell you metaltalim agav the karka. Sai, if the metaltalim are on the karka, Tziburim b'saifai, piled up in the karka. And Sai, if it's Einam Tziburim b'saifai, Sai, they're not inside the karka. So, Fekduran, Rajba. In our Gemara, they were makbit. The Gemara says they were makbit to put the get in yena chotza, that they were makna in that one. Nikne nehele lahu dachta de yosef begita. They were makna the karka in which the get was sitting. So bishlama kin yin chotza. I understand. Kin yin chotza. It has to be the chotza in which the get is sitting. But kin yin agav. Kinyan Agav doesn't need to be b'seicha. It doesn't have to be in that field. So they should have just told the man, be makdatah any karka that you want, and I got the karka, you'll be back to the get. Now maybe he'll choose to be makna the karka under the get, it makes sense, but that we should paskin, it has to be the karka that's under the get. But that's not, if it's agav, it doesn't have to be. So this is the kasha that they ask Rashi. Again, why do you need Tzibur and B'Seichai? Can you not have works, even not Tzibur and B'Seichai? So the Tzais, in Siman Reish Beis of Katan Dalet, answers Shitas Rashi. We know, we have this halacha, which is rather going to be an Ayin Ches Amud Beis, that if you give a woman a get, and there's a string attached, physical string attached, hanging out of the get and still in the husband's hand, he could still pull the get out of her hand if he wants. It's no good. It's not a good nesinas haget. Even the whole get is in our hand. But if there's a meshicha, a string which is hanging down, and he's holding the string, we call that agida gabe. The shtar is still attached to him. It's all good to him. It's attached to him. But that's chesar increases. Agida gabe is a chesar increases. Zuck the ktsais. Rashi holds kinyan agav works. But let's see. This man, the shvimeirat, he owned, let's say, 10 properties. He owned a house in which the get was in his drawer. He also owned, let's say, 10 fields. So the psak was, he has to be makta the house with the get, where it is, with kinyan agav, according to Rashi. Why can't he be makta a chotzer, a field? And agav the field, he'll be makta the get, which is in his house. That's the kasha that they're asking on Rashi. Why did he have to be makta that property where the get was? Let him be back to a different property where the get is not. So the tzais, if he's going to be back to a different property, and agav that, this get, the get is akita gabe, it's still in his house. That's not a good kinyan. The get is still akita gabe, it's like he has a string attached. He still has the keys to the house, and he still has the rights to the house. It's his house, she can't get it without him. So that's Akida Gabe, it's still attached to him. If it's Akida Gabe, that's start increases. It's not a get. Sounds like a push to Teretz on Rashi. So Rashi holds Kinyan Agav works. But only if you makna that property, she goes to that property, opens and closes the door on that property, where the get is. That she's kind of. But if she's kind of a different property, and the get is in his house, just becomes hers. It's like either got bait, still attached to him. And he thinks he's giving the get. He's holding on to a string which is tied to the get. The what? It's not in his property. It's in his property. It's not his.
It's not his, but it's still in his property. She still needs him
together. Okay. So this is what the Tzai says is Rashi. Tzai says Pshat Rashi. That it's sorry, that agav works, but to do agav a different karka, it's like either got bay, it's a problem. The Steitler says, why didn't the Rav and the Rajma agree with this teretz? So the Steitler in Siman Yud Zayin, the beginning of Siman Yud Zayin Reis Aleph, says no. They hold agida gabe, it has to be, is only a psul when it's ogre to the person physically. Did in the Gavra, the husband. It's only if he's physically holding on to a string, that's called Agida Gabe. Because it's in his property, that's not Agida Gabe. It's hard yet, totally, which is laying in his house, laying in his field. The Ran and the Rajma hold, that's not a certain Agida Gabe. Agida Gabe, the Gemara doesn't say such a case of Agida Gabe. The Gemara only says Agida Gabe is Meshicha B'yadai. He has a string and he can pull it. That's the start of Akita Gabe. The Ksais holds different. I say the Ksais holds Akita Gabe doesn't have to be, it's not a din in the person, in the Guf Habal. It's a din in the Rishus Habal. It's also Akita Gabe. That's how the Ksais learns Rashi.
Rashi.
the Ktsais in Rashi. The Ktsais that explain the other Rishayim. It could be the Ktsais is Maida, that's why the other Rishayim disagree. Could be not. But what?
They get it to someone else in Rishayim.
They won't be someone to give it up back. You get these string hanging, which a third person is holding.
And then again,
but you remember, it's a ma'aser shahaya. The fact is, the get was in his rishus. That was the ma'aser, and you know that. So make it so there's no eggs. So this is how the Ktsais answers. I think this is the accepted teretz. The other kashas will have a number of teretz, but on this kasha, that why does Rashi need siburim? The Ktsais is teretz that will otherwise be a chesaron like you to cut that. I just want to turn the page back to the kuda from from the previous sugya. By Gita Yiyada Ibon Ke'echad, the Ktsais held that for get to be chal, all you need is an asinah. Right? This is what we discussed, that the Ktsais Shita is, all you need is an asinah, you don't need a haknah. All you need is an asinah to get, even without a haknah, even if there's no kinyan I get. All you need is a mice in the scene. That was the Ktsais Shita. We asked the Kash on the Ktsais that how could you say all you need is an asina? We had in the second parak that if you give a woman a get and you tell her, Hareyat Bugureshes, Bahanayo Shali, I want to be Megarashi with this get, but the paper of the get I want back. The paper itself should remain mine. So the Gemara said in the second parak that that's no good. It's no good to say Hariyab Gureshes is Anaya Shali. That doesn't work. So the Kasha, the Ktsais that we asked was, if all he does is do a Nesina to the Isha, the paper is still his. So it shouldn't be a good get. It's Anaya Shali. Anaya Shali. That's not a good get. That was the Kasha that we asked on the Ktsais. So the Stipler answers that the Ktsais learns that there's no din the paper has to belong to the woman. Why, when you give a woman a get and you say Hanaya Shali, is it no good? Stipler says, explain the Ktsais, because that's Akita Gabay. Because if you give a woman a get and the paper is still yours, it's Akita Gabay. You still have a right to the paper, you still can take it right back. That's how the Stipler said the Ktsais will learn the chesaron of Naya Shali. Why am I mentioning it? Because this, no, the Ktsais is very good. The Ktsais holds Agida Gabay. You don't need a physical holding of it. Agida Gabay, at least the Rashi he said it. I don't know how he held the other Rishayim, but the Ktsais holds Agida Gabay. You don't need physically to be holding it. So you can learn the Ktsais that Naya Shali is the Tzarn of Agida Gabay. But Sheikin, if you learn the way we're learning now, that Agida Gabay means he's physically attached to it, that whole Teretz falls away. He's not physically attached. He gave her the Nayar. She can take it and run. He can't physically stop her. It's not attached to the Gavra. Attached to that in ownership wise of it. That whole Stipler only makes sense to answer the Ktsais. That Agida Gabay is not that you're physically holding it, but that you have a shaykhus to it. That the Ktsais, the Shitasai, could be good if the Ktsais holds that way la halacha. And when we get to Ayinchas and Mitbeis, to the sugya of Agida Gabay, hopefully we'll see what the other achrayim hold. If Agida Gabay is mamish physically, or even not physically.
Rashi over there, the Banayar Shiva, explains the soul of something else.
If you want, we'll sit down and learn the Rashi. He's learning it into Rashi.
Rashi says,
that's the same shit. That's not a stira. It's not a stira. It's a star in Agida Gabay. Why is it Isis Parchas Ba'avir? Because the Nair is still shaykh to him. Okay, anyway, so that's an aside. Again, we answered the first ikakash on Rashi.
Why can't you make a photocopy?
A photocopy is a raya, it's not a guess. She makes a photocopy, she'll have a raya that she's begareshes.
So
but you can't be begareshes with a photocopy.
But you gave it to her,
and
she made a raya that she gave it back.
If she only needs a raya, you'd be right. She doesn't need a photocopy, she has 2A, then she just does write down the name and address.
Well, then why?
Because the son is not, because she has no raya. There's no din that a woman after a get has to be left with a raya. If you give a woman a get, and afterwards someone destroys it, it won't change her get. But you have to give her the get. The fact that she has it as a shtar raya later is totally secondary. It has to be a shtar kinyan. It has to be available as a shtar raya, but it has to be.
So he's giving it up, not that she'll give it back. So whatever the punishment that she has, it's
good. So you say, Kasha on the Gemara. Okay, so when we learn the Naya Shali, we'll talk about it. All I want to point out is that the stifless teretz on that tzais that we say Naya Shali, the Gita Gabay, makes sense, like the tzais who himself holds the Yodim and Rashi, but if he holds that way, Behemis, so it makes sense that Gita Gabay is even if it's not physically attached. But the way the stifle himself says that most Rishonim hold that Gita Gabay is physically attached, that's true. Then the Yenitaris falls away. It seems to fall away. Okay, so that's one Kasha Rashi, which we have the Ketzaisis Teres. The other major Kasha Shifas Rashi is this is going to struggle. You know, I've told you many times, when you have a Kasha with one Teres, it's usually a good Teres. You have a Kasha with a bunch of Terutzim, each Teres is somehow not so satisfying. But let's see. In the Kasha Rashi, Rashi knows that Agav works, fine. Why didn't Rashi want to learn Kinyan Chatzar? What's bad? What's your problem? Why mix in Kinyan Agav? Why make all kinds of problems? Why not learn Pashup Shad? It was Kinyan Chatzar. Even if you hold Agav works. Push it. He said, if you would meet someone, he says, you could have my field and the things that are on it. What does it mean? If Pashup Shad means Kinyan Chatzar. Well, why would anybody say any differently? A person buys a house. Every person who buys a house, 99% of the time, you're cutting a certain property on the house. You're cutting some furniture, you're cutting some garbage cans, you're cutting something. So stubborn, you go buy a house, he says, okay, well, the house is included the furniture. What are you cutting it with? Kinyan Chatzar. You could be cutting it with Kinyan Agav if you want, but normally it's Kinyan Chatzar. So why didn't Rashi want to learn this Maisa that it was Kinyan Chatzar? Now, that we have to find some chesaron in Kinyan Chatzar in order to answer the kasha. This is going to be tough. Because we know Chatzar works by Gitnitz and Mishnah, as Eric El Eishtai, Besech Beis says, Kaina. So this is a problem which I'll mention to you a few of the Terutzim that I mentioned. But the kasha on Rashi is, why didn't Rashi learn Kinyan Chatzar? That's a problem.
No,
so, what?
There's no opposite that the definite mention by the.
Oh, okay, that's one now. The Pnei Yeshua says a Teretz. If you read the Pnei Yeshua inside, it's very hard to see what he means. But Rabbi Kita Eger quotes the Pnei Yeshua, and the way he explains the Pnei Yeshua, the Pnei Yeshua is saying the following Teretz. We had the Shita of the Taisus Chitzaydos, which we mentioned, I think, last week. Who said in the case above the Metzia, where somebody finds a treasure hidden in the wall of his house, he breaks open the wall of his house and he finds money, and the money's been there from 10 owners ago. He can't find the original owners or the guy, and they want to return Aveda to a guy. So the Mishnah said in above the Metzia that the money belongs to you. You found it, find this, keep it, it's yours. So Fractisis, why does it belong to the person you bought your house from, the previous owner? He was kind of with Kinyan Chatzar. When he bought the house became his. He was kind of with Kinyan Chatzar. So why did the Taisus Chitzaynos answer? The Kinyan Chatzar doesn't work only if I own a Chatzar and something comes into my Chatzar. I have to first own the Chatzar and then something comes into the Chatzar. If I buy a Chatzar which already has something in it, that type of Kinyan Chatzar, the Taisus Chitzaynos said, doesn't work. Zakta Pnei Yeshua, that'll answer Rashi. Pashut. Why? Because here, the get was already in the chaser. And he was makna to her the property with the get which was already there. No, that's the sheet of the Taisus Yitzayinai, and the Shach, we said, passes that way, that Kinyan Chatzar only works if something comes into my Chatzar. If something was there originally, then Kinyan Chatzar doesn't work. Good, 1 second. So this sounds like a very great teretz on Rashi. Sounds like a very mishmaka teretz. Rashi will hold, Kinyan Chatzar doesn't work, only something that comes into my chatzar, not if I get something with a chatzar. So why do I say it's not such a push to teretz? Why do I say it's not such a push to teretz? Because we said, when we spoke out the Taisus Yitzayinai, we said there are many gemaras that are shver. Like Rav Gamliel with the Meiser, and many gemaras that are shver. And to explain Rash, the Taisus Chitzainis, we said that the Taisus Chitzainis is only true when you're not aware of something. When you're being kind of, your chatz is being kind of, without you being aware of it, the Taisus Shlichus. So then, if you're not aware of it, so then it's only kind of if it comes in, not if it's there already. But if you're aware of it, if you know it's there, Taisus Chitzainis never said a shita would be shver from Kama, Gemaras, and Shas. So this is the problem, that the Taisus Chitzainis is not true la halacha in our case. Even the past Taisus Chitzainis and Shas, it's not emissary. Now, the Peyeshua knew of this problem, and he addresses it without asking the kasha. He just says that Rashi saying it only because of the Havamina of the Gemara, not the Maskana. I don't know what Peyeshua is saying. He addresses this kasha. He's saying something. I really don't know what he means. I felt a little better because I think Rabbi Kivega also doesn't understand it. Except that Rabbi Kivega says the blush and the kasha on the Peyeshua. So like I'm missing the first step to understand Peyeshua to understand Rabbi Kivega's kasha on the Peyeshua. But Peyeshua says you can look at it. I will not feel bad if you understand what I don't understand. It's happened plenty of times. Because if we can explain it, we can answer it, we'll have a good tarot. But Peshua says something, that this is all, that the Havamina of the Gemara, and it changes after Rava says, I don't know. But anyway, this is Peshua's Mahaloch. What? I think the Lashon HaGemara is that way. But what's the Lashon HaGemara? Likne nehele lahu dachta the Yosef beikita. The property where the get is already sitting. Right. It's open and close the door. But the get was already sitting in that property.
Right.
She won't know about it. She thinks. It would be a good terrace, but it boggles the imagination. This lady, her husband's dying. And she's worried about being an aguna. I don't know which causes her more tzara, her husband's death or that she'll be an aguna. She has two tzaras. And they're telling her, listen, just go next door and open and close the door. You think so? And also, anyway, Kenya needs that. I mean, in other words, they're telling her, your husband wants to give you the house as a gift. That could be. She doesn't know what he gets in the house. Kenyan Hagav does, but Kenyan Chatzah doesn't. Maybe so. What's going to help? Unless he's right. What's going to help? The Kenyan Hagav does that. Okay. Anyway, this is the problem for Yeshua's Mahalach. But alright, so state for Yeshua. I always like something which forces us to chaz or something we learned last week because it's good. We'll have to taste the Chitzainus another 5 times this man. You'll remember it. It's unlikely given the length of his man, but when Bob Matthias next year will have it again. But this Peshua is Mahalach. The second Mahalach is similar but significantly different, and that's the Beis Meir. Beis Meir is in in the Sefer Beis Meir and Ebenezer, in the Kuf Lamed Vav, so Kuf Zayin, he starts with the Hanacha. Now, there may be Chalkim on this Hanacha, but this is his Shita. He says, and then I go, it's a Ritzvah Shita in Kiddush. He says, Kinyan Chatzar works two steps. There are two steps of Kinyan Chatzar. Let's say you're selling me a chatzar and the furniture. What happens? First, step one, I'm kind of the chatzar. I open and close the door, I'm kind of the chatzar. Step two, once it's my chatzar, a second later, my chatzar could be kind of the furniture. But kinyan chatzar works in two steps, in two, one step and another. How does kinyan agav work? The truth is, if you go back to your notes, Kinyan Agav, which we learned at the end of Kedushin, we said there are two ways to understand Kinyan Agav. The Beis Meir Nimzon, how does Kinyan Agav work? It works that the metaphilim are a tuffle to the karka. The Kinyan on the karka is kind of the metaphilim. It's not two steps. The metaphilim, certainly if they're on the chatzar, the metaphilim are like a tuffle. You're buying a house and there's furniture in the house. It's a tuffle to the house. Just like if you make a bari min mizaynus on a piece of cake. So the cream, which is shahakol, is included. So if you make a kinyan on the karka, kinyan agav tells you that the kinyan on the karka is also chal on the furniture. It's one mice. It's not two. Not two steps. It's one step. And I guess it's one step. So Kinyan Agav happens instantly. Kinyan Chatzar happens in two steps. Zokt, the Beis Meir, listen carefully, it sounds simpler than it is. He says like this. He says, we know you need Venasa Biyada. The husband has to give it. Zokt, the Beis Meir, by Kinyan Agav, the husband is giving it. He's doing the Kinyan Agav. And it's one step, the get and the property goes to the woman. By Kinyan Chatzar, it's two steps. He is giving her the chatzar. A second later, she is being kinda, or her chatzar is being kinda the get. So that doesn't, Rashi holds that doesn't work. Because it's happening in the second step. The first step, the husband's doing. The second step, the woman is doing. She's doing with her chatzar. So Zok the Beis Meir, that doesn't work. Kinyan Chatzar won't work because if it's her Chatzar from 2 years ago and you throw again in her Chatzar, of course it works. Because it's no different putting it on a hand, putting it on a Chatzar. But if you're being makna to her, the Chatzar with the get, it's two steps. And a two-step Kinyan, the husband is only shy after step one. Doesn't have no shyness to step number two. So the Meila Rashi didn't like Kinyan Chatzar. How are you gonna do Kinyan Chatzar? It's concern of enough of the other. The husband is not giving the gift.
What's the second?
He has Shaykh. The word Shaykh is a very loose word. But he's not giving.
Yes.
He's giving the Chatzar. And then the Chatzar is being kinder. It's being kinder the gift.
The same way it's too young, so who's taking the second?
It's a much better cash on the Beis Meir. It's not a what? Okay, you're saying a different second possible tariff. So I'm going to stick to the Beis Meir. Okay. What?
I'm saying that.
What?
Chatzar
with chazaka, yeah. Fine, that's okay. If I do a chazaka, I can do one of two things. Either with the chazaka, I can be kind of the chatzar, and then a second later, once it's my chatzar, I'm kind of what's on it. Or I could say, I want to do Kinyan Agav. The Machna has to say a Lashon Agav. He says a Lashon Agav, then I'm cutting it in one time, in the first, in one second. There are two ways of doing the same thing.
The Agav is Chazaka.
Because Agav is a din, Quintus Mahala, Agav is a din in Kinyan Chazaka, that the Chazaka is chal on the Karaka and on the Metal Kuntu. What? Different ways of attaching what the Chazaka is Payal. The Chazaka is Payal, a Kinyan on the Chazaka. Is the Payal a Kinyan on the Metal Kuntu? Agav, yeah, that's awesome.
You said the other
way,
Agav?
But the Gemara is the kashas. It's very kashmak by Rashi because it's more effective. The problem is that on Daf Chaf Aleph, remember we had a man who took his get, put it into his karka, wrote a shtar matzana, and gave a shtar matzana to his wife, and he said, "Be kind to the chatzar, and be kind to the get with the chatzar." So the Gemara said the Feirish that you could do it. So first Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph that you could do exactly what the Beis Meir says you can't do. Now, if you forgot the Gemara for a moment, don't feel bad. Beis Meir writes after he says the Teretz, he says afterwards he realized he has to have Charata because the first Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph, he writes this. He says, "I have a problem. I just gave a great lumdis. My Charata should not work. My Charata shouldn't work." But in Chaf Aleph it says it works. What's the case there? That a man says, he puts a get into his chatzar, he goes over to his wife, he writes a shtar matana, he says, "Here, with this shtar matana, be kind of the chatzar, and with kinya chatzar, be kind of the shtar." So he says, I have to backtrack, I have a problem. Becomes Reb Shmuel, and he says the Beis Meir was right originally. He answered this kash. Reb Shmuel is in Siman Yud Aleph, the Chiddush Reb Shmuel, and he says teretz hamistavra tuva, very mistavadik teretz. He says there's a basic difference between Daf Chaf Aleph and here. The chatzah works with two steps. Taka does work with two steps. In our Gemara, who did the Maisa Kinyan on the chatzah? The woman. The woman did the Maisa Kinyan. She came, she did Chazaka. She went to the Chatzar, she opened and closed the door, whatever constitutes Kinyan Chatzar. And with that, she was kind of the Chatzar. Now there, with the husband, so we say that it's not a chsarin, that the husband is considered to have given it to her, because the husband, there's a das makna of the husband, however you answer it, the husband gave it to her. So there, where she did the Maisa, we say the husband's connection is in the first step, but not in the second step. The second step doesn't barely has a shaykhus to the first step. Certainly can't say that the husband has a shaykhus to the second step. It has nothing to do with Daf Chaf Aleph. In Daf Chaf Aleph, who did the kinyan? The husband did the kinyan. He did a kinyan by doing what? He did a kinyan by writing a shtar matana and giving the shtar matana to her. So he, with his maisa, was poil something which will automatically have two steps. He sets the two steps in motion. If he does something, a maisa, to set the two steps in motion, then it's considered he gave the get. It doesn't matter, it takes two steps. Who cares? And if he throws the get to her, if he rolls it to her, has to roll for a few feet, it's all his maisa, it doesn't matter. So whatever, if he did the Maisa Haknah with his Maisa Kinyan, like a Daf Chaf Aleph, where he gave a Shtar Matana, so any result of the Shtar Matana is fine. It's all his Maisa. Why didn't Rashi want to learn Chatzar here? Because here, she's doing it. She's doing step number one. If she's doing step number one, so it's enough to say that's considered like he gave it to her, the Chatzar. But to say step number two is his Maisa, that Rashi didn't like, and that's so the tradition of Shmuel is helping that the Beis Meir's original teretz, which is a nice teretz, is sticks remains. The part is not shtar. The part is he is getting, setting the ball rolling.
He's setting the ball rolling also by being machna or chatzar.
Hopefully,
he's makta based on her maisa.
And here's makta based on her
maisa. I understand. If you're gonna, it's a difference between the two cases. Does the difference matter? You're saying is that his hakna here should be good enough for the two. I can't prove to you differently, but here it's a Rashi, it's something of a mahala to make a distinction between two cases. It's a filling of lochrach, I guess. Anyway, these are two mahalafim. Again, the base mayor's mahalaf is also tied down. It's only good if you accept his first thing that agav is a one step kinyan. Chatzar is a two-step king. You have to accept that, which those who hold that way, those who don't hold that way. So again, we're going to walk away from Rashi here in the sugya that we this kasha, this is a satisfying teretz. We don't have. We have kind of ideas by answering the Rashi with the Bismaya with the Tzitzitis, but to have a klara shita in Rashi is not so good, especially. If you go back to Bava Metzia, it seems pretty clear that Rashi holds Kinyan Agav is two steps. Rashi Shita Bava Metzia, that is two steps. Rashi Shita there is, the husband has to say, Bikaina Agav Karka. If he says Bikaina Imha Karka, which other Rishon hold is good, Rashi Shita is Imha Karka is no good. We understood that to mean Rashi holds is two steps, it's not Imha Karka. Be that as it may, these are two mahalachim. What? Rashi here says im, which rather Rashi's im here would be good with the Beis Meir, because it's all in one. It's all in one shot. So it would be. So the Gemara uses the lashon of im. Akapadim. This is all the Shaklavitarya of Rashi and the other Rishayim. Again, the Iker Yediyah is the Machlaikis Lekavi Shakinyanim, and which is the Iker Yisayit of the Machlaikis, and how it fits in, so we have all these books. The Gemara finishes the Maisa that Amalei Rabbi Ilish L'Rava Mashakansi Shakana Baila Ichsif. So how are you going to be Maknatar the house or the field while the husband is alive? Mashakansi Shakana Baila Ichsif was embarrassed. The site of Lai Nilsa, Darusa Havai, and he was saved. Omar Rava, Im Omru Vinisua, Yaimru Barusa, by Nisua they said Kani Shakana Baila. By Narusa, there's no such thing. Omar Rava, Ahada Omar Rava, Lashna Arusa, Lashna Nisua, Kita Bechatzera, Ban Kecha. Omar Rava, Meikara, Omar Rava, Rava said it already, Meikara, Kiyamar Rava, Hai Maisa. Rava was Mechadish, Kita Biyad Ban Kecha, and this Maisa. That's the maskana of this story. Now, we finished the basic maisa here. This maisa has kama other pratim that are pulled out of the sugya. If I use the expression with derech agav, they come into the sugya and they're pulled out of it as yediyas that come from the sugya. From a number of other places, and the truth is, if a person wants, we could spend quite a bit of time on the sugya, which we're not going to do. However, there is one nesivus, actually, a place nesivus, which is sai indirectly to get to something we spoke about already this man, and sai to something we're going to discuss in the future. The nesivus is going on what seems to be a totally separate inyan, the inyan of Sfirus, of renting an apartment, renting a dira, and how it works. Now, we didn't have any Iker Sugya of Sfirus yet. I think on Ayin Tes on the base, we're going to get into where the main inyan comes up. But the prat that the Nesivus is going on is the following question. If you rent, let's say you rent an apartment. When you rent the apartment, how are you kinda the renter? Why do you have to be kinda? Let's say the landlord says, I changed my mind, I want you to move out. You rented a karka, and you rented a thing, you have an oral agreement that you're going to rent it for a year, but you didn't do any kinya. Now, Sfirus karka is nikta the kesef, if you pay kesef, it's a kinya. Let's say you didn't do kesef. You paid the rent a month at a time. You didn't do kinyan kesef. You didn't sign a contract. What constitutes a kinyan in a rented property? That's the nidai of the nesivus. Now, the nesivus is not the first one to talk about it. This, he brings, is a machlaikis de marit and a machnet right. The marit holds that you have to do a maisa kinyan. If you didn't do a maisa kinyan, your landlord could throw you out. What would constitute a maisa kinyan? Anybody here? You live in an apartment. You did a maisa kinyan? Yeah. What can you do? What? Changing the locks. Not everyone changes the locks. Change the locks. Most people just get the key from the landlord. Chazaka. What? Which chazaka? Opening and closing the door. So you have to know the rush in our sugya says that you have to open and close the door in a manner of an owner. If when you go in, it's be the same manner of a visitor. It's not a Kenyan chazaka. It has to be in some unique manner of a visitor. Now, it could be that a typical tenant does do that, declare. Truth is, if you're putting light fixtures, that's also Kenyan chazaka. Anything you do to the gufa apartment, that's a Kenyan, will be a Kenyan. What happens if you had a guy put in the fixtures? There's no shlichus to a guy, so it's no good. It's not a Kenyan. Just you put it in, then it's good. Okay. Let me tell you what the machlokes is. And you'll learn the nesivus tomorrow. We'll learn the nesivus together. But the machlokes is the marit holds you need a kinyan. Without a kinyan, you get thrown out. The machnas Ephraim disagrees. He says a kinyan of a rental is living there in a normal way. If you come in and you put your suitcase down, you hang your suit up in the closet, that is a kinyan of serious character. Derech Tashmish, the way you're mishamish with it, that's a kinyan of karka. And a riot in the Machne Ephraim is the whole sugya of Bava Basra, that if you give me permission, I'm your neighbor, you give me permission to put my ladder in your rishus, an open-ended permission to put it there, I'm kind of the right to keep it there. Precious, how long? Okay? But if you let me keep my ladder there, I'm kind of. What am I kind of? I wasn't kind of the guf hakarka. I didn't do anything in chazaka. Just tashmishin, just using it. So zok de machne Ephraim. Just using an apartment is good. So this is the machlokes, the marit, the machne Ephraim. And it's another nafkamina. Let's say I rent an apartment and I move out. I move out before the end of that's why I mentioned it. I mentioned to Reb Shlomo Eger Kler. Yes, in Sugya Siluk. Reb Shlomo Eger Kler, he had a shayla. Somebody rented an apartment. It was the first thing I mentioned Sunday, the PS to last week's year. The shayla Reb Shlomo Eger had, somebody rented an apartment, and then he was moving out. It was the end of his rental, he moved out. But he moved out, let's say, a week early. His case, the person rented it for a year. He moved out a few months early, and he said, I'm Michael the rest of the time. I'm Michael. And if he was Michael, he came back later, and he said, I retract my mechila, I want to use the apartment. So it was Reb Shlomo Eger Shaila. Does the landlord have to do a kinyan to get it back? Or is it just a siluk? Is it enough? I say, I'm not going to use it anymore, I'm a solid myself. What's that Shaila? It's really the same question. When a tenant rents, is he kind of the rental? Does he have a kinyan in it? And then in order to give it back, you need a kinyan back. Well, no, when I rent, I have a schus tashmishin. I have a right that you can't, irrevocable right, that I have a right to be mishnamish in here. And I have a schus tashmishin. When I use it, that's the kinyan. Just like the latter, you can't take back rishus. If you give me rishus, whatever our agreement is, it sticks. It's really the same Derev Shlomo Eger Kler, and this Machlokes Marit and Machne Ephraim comes down to the same exact Shaila. And alright, the Marit brings a right from our Sugya, which the Sivas quotes the precise answers, and that will be the first thing tomorrow. After that, I want to talk about Chaisis briefly. But I would like to move on, so please start the next sentence.